got that 50 while in renegade and moved into apartments with my granny. Started going crazy. Then my brother Drew moved in. He fresh up out the penitentiary. Whooped my ass. He made me to a man. I snake is cracking vacant. Auntie Trish was smoking up my weed. She used to work my patients. Every night I sneak off with her keys. I'm driving paper chase. One night we robbed an Asian lady. Led the police on pursuit. GD Corey riding Remy. Letting shots go through the roof. 2 days later, HPD pulled up and questioned Auntie Trish. She knew I took her car and hit her lick, but she ain't tell them shit. They searched her car and let her go. They almost charged her for a Grammy. Never snitched, betrayed her family, but she always...
Half a day, guys. It's RJ, and this is the Culture's Deep Show. And that was a little snippet of Maxo Cream's album that is dropping this Friday called Pumpkin. And he's a Houston rapper. And I've been listening to him for the past 2 months, and he is dope. He's out of A-Leaf, you know what I'm saying? And y'all need to grab his album. Like, as soon as it drops Friday, go support this dude. He got bars for days. Y'all heard it. That one's the Grannies, you know what I'm saying? Grannies is dope. You got Bust Down. Bust Down's a good one, too, as well. And then you got 5200. Those are the three tracks so far off this album, and they're all dope, you know what I'm saying? And then he got a feature on there with Trippie Redd on Capish. And I haven't heard that one, but it got to be good because it's Trippie Redd and Maxo Cream, you know what I'm saying? So you got to check those out. Check the album out Friday, you know what I'm saying? It drops Friday, January 12th, mark your calendar. I know y'all waiting for Astroworld, but for right now, go grab that Maxo Cream. Support your other Houston rappers, you know what I'm saying? They got bars. Maxo Cream got bars, you know what I'm saying? So check him out. I saw him in concert with the Gucci Man and Tory Lanez. And hey, he put on a show. He put on a show. For everybody who went, you know what I'm talking about. Maxo Cream did his thing. Besides Maxo Cream dropping an album, there's a lot of people dropping an album in 2018. You got Dave East dropping Paranoia 2 around January 16th with Burner, Ray Sherman. You got Lil Yachty dropping an album. You got Migos dropping an album in January. We don't know when, but they're going to drop an album. Then Justin Timberlake is supposed to be dropping an album February 2nd. So any Timberlake fans out there, you got to check it out. If you haven't heard of Rich Chiga, Asian dude out of Indonesia, Chinese boy, hey, he can rap, I'm telling you. I seen him in concert at the Warehouse Live, and he got bars too. He's on the come up. He did a song with 21 Savage, you gotta check it out. Then you got Nipsey Hussle as well dropping an album. You got a collab with Ty Dolla $ign and Jeremiah doing dropping an album. There's so many people. You got Tech N9ne, Currency, you know, if you're from the boot, Currency is dropping an album in March. And then, you got everybody else. You got ASAP Rocky, you know, he gets to defend his title. Everybody doesn't think he's a rapper no more. Then you got Brockhampton, Cardi B. They're supposed to be dropping an album in 2018. Cypress Hill, you know, they coming back. Danny Brown, I haven't heard that name in so long. Danny Brown. Woo. Hey, he got bars too. A little crazy, but he got bars. You got Denzel Curry, Designer. Drake is coming out with an album this year. Earl Sweatshirt. Earth Gang, Freddie Gibbs, and Madlib. You got Gucci Man dropping one. Now, Jaden Smith's supposed to drop another one. And Jaden Smith, E-R-Y-S, you know what I'm saying? So, the follow-up off of Siri. So, check that one. J-Rock. At all, you know, J-Rock go hard, you know, and he on the Top Dog Entertainment. You got to check him out, too, as well. Kanye West supposed to drop one. You got Lil Yachty and Lil Pump. Mixtape though, and then you got Nas, bars, legend. He's supposed to be dropping an album this year. You got Nicki Minaj. I'm not really that excited about Nicki Minaj, but I know there's some Barbies out there. So yeah, here Nicki Minaj dropping an album in 2018. You got Post Malone, who's supposed to be dropping an album. Pusha T, Rich the Kid. You know what I'm saying? Famous Deck and Jay Critch is supposed to do a collab album together. You got Royce. He's supposed to do one. Royce and DJ Premier album. You got that one too as well. Run the Jewels. Schoolboy Q, another Top Dog Entertainment artist coming out. Slump, Ski Mask, Slump the God. Travis Scott with Astroworld. Tory Lanez, Waka Flocka, XXXTentacion. So this is all so far for right now. The list of people who are supposed to be dropping albums in 2018. So go get ready. Mark your calendars, you know what I'm saying? But Maxo Cream, January 12th. All right, guys, and I know you like sneakers out there. So who copped the Los Angeles City ones today? You know what I'm saying? Let me know who copped them, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, I'm kind of digging the Levi Air Retro 4s. I just don't know if I'm going to hand on those. $225. They look nice in pictures, you know what I'm saying? I haven't seen them in person. But, you know, Levi's, you know, they got good quality. So, you know, at least know the shoes, they're going to be good quality. If no one knows where to get the shoes, they dropped January 17th, by the way. You know, places like, you know, I mean, they're all boutiques. You think if, like, if I'm looking at the list right now on Sneaker News. That's where I'm getting my info on where these Levi 4s are dropping. And they're literally boutiques. You know, right now, I mean, if you're in America, the only places you can get it is Concepts in New York. You got Levi's in San Francisco in New York. Then you got Miami at Shoe Gallery. Soulfly at Miami. Undefeated in Los Angeles, and then you got Ubique in Philly. Other than that, everybody else is in Tokyo, Taiwan, Berlin, Paris, London, I mean, Barcelona. That's what the fours and the trucker jacket. But if you just want the fours, it's still gonna be hard, but I mean, you got a little bit more places to go, you know. You got Chicago, New York City, Boston, Atlanta, Virginia, Vegas. You know, you got Mexico City. Hey, shoot. You got New York City. Oh, Kith is getting them. Oh, obviously, Kith got to get those. You got St. Alfred's getting them. You know what I'm saying? You know, Wish is getting them too in Atlanta. But there's not that many people getting these Levi's shoes. But they are dope. I mean, even the trucker jacket's awesome. I'm looking at the pictures right now. They're awesome. But that's one of the shoes. I don't think I'm going to get those. Those are going to be hard to get. You know what I'm saying? But what I really want to get are the Gundam Air Max 98s. If you're an anime fan, you're going to try to get a pair. Like, they came... Like, it's fire. You know what I'm saying? The last time they came out was back in 98. Hence the word Air Max 98s, but that's the last time it came out, was when it debuted in 98, and they haven't re-released since, and they're supposed to drop this year. Right now, all I know is Rock City Kicks is getting them, but they so clean. I'm like, the Gundam, if you don't know what Gundam is, you need to Google it. You need to go on Crunchyroll, Hulu, and go watch some Gundam episodes, because that it's a classic anime show. You know what I'm saying? It's cool as hell. You know, they just dropped pictures of the Jordan 17s, the collab with Soulfly for the All-Star Weekend. Those are dope. You know what I'm saying? If I still hooped, I would get me a pair of those. The yellow is popping off of those. Question, has anybody seen these Air Max 270s? You know what I'm saying? I have mixed feelings about it. Let me know what you think. You know, call in. You know, I accept call-ins. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me know what you feel about those. I saw pictures yesterday with Chase B wearing Travis Scott's Cactus Greens. No, those Air Force Ones are dope. I like how it's real clean. I don't wear Air Force Ones, but you know what? I gotta support Travis Scott. I'm becoming a huge Travis Scott fan. You know, I was always a fan, but I wasn't one of those, oh my God, Travis Scott. It's like, now it's just like, yo, man, I F with you, bro. I F with you. You know what I'm saying? I love Travis Scott now. Like, his music is dope. Yesterday, I got excited. It's another anime shoe, and I think y'all know what I'm talking about. They're collabing with Adidas this year, the Dragon Ball Z's. You know what I'm saying? Those shoes, I already seen the sales and the Freezas. The Adidas Young ones, the Freezas, those are the colorway's dope. Then you got the Profier sales. That colorway is dope too, with the green with the purple. Oh, and now they got the Kamada Majin Buu's. Oh my gosh, I just seen the picture right now. I'm looking at it right now. This is, bruh. I'm gonna go broke on shoes. This is ridiculous. This Majin Buu pink is dope. You gotta check the pictures out. Go on sneakernews.com. Oh my God. All right. So now I have to talk about basketball. It's part of the culture. LaMelo and Jello, they do the damn thing in Lithuania. I can't even say it right. Lithuania. There you go. Lithuania. Their first game, they made their dad look smart. You know what I'm saying? Because their first game, they actually killed it. You know, LaMelo did his thing. And LaMelo, he's going to be something. Like, just watching him play that game, he's going to be something. And Jello, you know, he's going to be a good role player. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to be a star like LaMelo and Lonzo has the potential to be. But Jello's going to be good. You know what I'm saying? And if they actually do all three of them play on the same team one day, man, that would be something nice to watch. You know what I'm saying? That would be very, very something. That would be very, very nice. And then I just want to bring it up. You know, we've been talking it all year so far. I mean, last year in 2017, since the NBA started. Get off Lonzo, guys. Lonzo Ball is a rookie. He is putting up okay numbers. He makes his team great. He never said he was the best player as in scoring-wise or anything. He always said he was a great teammate. He makes his team better. So y'all hating on him for no reason when he actually makes the team better. Since he got hurt, they have lost six straight. Six straight. They probably seven now. I'm not too sure. But he makes the team better. Kyle Kuzma, he's not getting the shots he used to get when he was with Lonzo on the floor. So answer that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, I like the Ball brothers. I got them. I got the bet. Their daddy, they daddy crazy, though. Daddy is crazy. But he looking like he's smart right now. So, but yeah, that's all I got for basketball right there. That covers the sports today. I really got nothing. It's a short Wednesday. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a short Wednesday. It's a short Wednesday. All right, guys. So, that's the end of our show. You know what I'm saying? The Culture Show. I am RJ. Go check our Instagram, Culture is Deep. And also check our website, Culture is Deep, as well. And we actually got a blog right now about Prince Philly, up-and-coming rapper out of El Paso, Texas. Check that out. Go follow him on his Instagram. Check his video out. Feeling You is a dope-ass video. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? If y'all know any artists up-and-coming from Houston or whatever, let me know, DM me their information or something like that, because I want to get to know these artists. I want to help them spread their name. You know what I'm saying? This is what the culture is about. It's me, it's the culture helping people get noticed. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's enough hate in the world. When someone puts music out and if it's good, I want to express it and share it with the world. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to help by judging, commenting, you know what I'm saying, sharing their videos and content if they're good. You know what I'm saying? And they probably will be good. Some of them will probably be trash. It's our job to tell them if they're trash or not. So help me out, guys. Let's build this culture together. All right, y'all have a good night. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully your weekend's great. Spread positivity. You know what I'm saying? And now shout out to the girl, you know, who had a talk with me today. I'm glad she talked to me. Not like that, guys, but I needed someone to talk to. So she reached out to me and all that stuff. So shout out to you. Y'all have a good night, all right?